You may recall that ISIS was threatening oil fields in northern Iraq and that the military force known as the Peshmerga came in to defend that land and a major city there called Kirkuk. The Peshmerga are Kurds from what's known as the autonomous region of Kurdistan. It's part of Iraq but separated by a lot of history. And just a few weeks ago, Kurds there voted for independence from Iraq. Let's circle back to those oil fields now and look at what happened just yesterday. Iraqi army soldiers took control of Kurdish-controlled Kirkuk and its oil. To spell out why that's important here in the U.S., we called on someone who knows a lot about Iraq and the oil there, Ben Van Heuvelen, your editor-in-chief of Iraq Oil Report. How big a deal is this?
It's a huge deal. The territorial boundaries between the Kurdistan region and the federal government have been redrawn. The control of northern Iraqi oil resources has shifted. It is a different Iraq today than it was 2 days ago.
Whose oil is this? I mean, does anybody have a legitimate claim to it?
The Iraqi constitution says that all of Iraq's oil belongs to the Iraqi people, but there's a good legal argument to support a very autonomous oil sector for the Kurds. There's a very good argument to support a centralized control of the oil sector for the federal government. And there's also a lot of ambiguity around who should control these disputed areas on the southern border of the Kurdistan regional government's territory.
So historically, the U.S. has been a friend of the Kurds. During Saddam Hussein's rule, people remember the U.S. protected them with a no-fly zone. But the U.S. supports the Iraqi government, too, and it's not really in a position to waver on that support. And U.S. troops are in the region now. Did any of your reporting reveal what the U.S. was doing yesterday? Like, did the U.S. take a side?
The U.S. has said officially that it hasn't taken sides, but they're saying that as the Iraqi government is driving tanks and troops right up to the border of Kurdish-controlled territory and then coming in and driving through. So I think that both sides in Iraq have interpreted the U.S. claim that it's not supporting anybody as tacit support for Baghdad.
So the people in Kirkuk obviously are Kurds. They're also ethnically Turkmen and Arabs there. The politics, I imagine, must be pretty complicated. After this military action, how will the Kurds sort all this out?
That really remains to be seen. Right now, Kurdish security forces have withdrawn entirely from Kirkuk City, which, as you said, is ethnically very mixed. We also know that before all of this happened, the PKK, which is a Kurdish guerrilla group that's designated as a terrorist organization by the United States, had set up a lot of cells within Kirkuk. So if there is not some sort of a political accommodation that gives Kurds at least some control over the security in the city and some political representation, it would not be at all unreasonable to expect violence to erupt.
Is it all about the oil in Iraqi Kurdistan, do you think, Ben?
Well, I think it's half about the oil.
What's the other half?
Kirkuk is incredibly significant in the Kurdish national narrative. This is a place where Saddam Hussein conducted a genocide against the Kurds to change the demographics of that city in that oil-rich area and get them out.
Gassed hundreds of thousands of them.
Yes. And so any attempt by Baghdad to push Kurds out of these disputed territories recalls those historical atrocities of Saddam Hussein. So in that sense, it has nothing to do with oil. However, it is also true that there are massive oil fields there. And as a result of these federal troop movements, the Kurdistan region has lost control of just about half of the oil production that it controlled a week ago. So that's devastating for the Kurdistan region's economy. It undermines its ability to function as an economically independent state.
Ben Van Heuvelen, editor-in-chief of Iraq Oil Report, explaining what's at stake in Kirkuk. Really appreciate your time, Ben. Thank you.
My pleasure.